Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We have had a productive week together thus far, I think. In the 15th chapter of Genesis in verse 5, we read this: "The Lord took Abram outside and said, 'Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them.' And God said to Abram, 'So shall your descendants be.'" I have highlighted this word stars. There is a problem that critics of Scripture and the way people like me understand the earth and the universe say we have, and we are going to name that problem today and address it. The problem involves stars, so stay tuned. But please keep in mind that we have made our way to this problem by laying down the foundation of what I believe about the age of this earth. I am confident that many of you will agree with me about this because you take the Bible as literally and as seriously as I do. Like me, you believe with conviction that the way God describes creating the universe, making the earth, is exactly how all of this came into being. There was not a big bang, but rather there is a big God, and he uses the opening two chapters of his Bible to tell us precisely how and when light, earth, water, dry land and plants, the sun, the moon, the planets and the stars, birds and sea creatures, land animals, and man and woman came into existence. God has his narrative. The world has its narrative. Which do you believe? Using the Bible, I have laid out for you why I believe the earth is about 6,022 years old. I have shown you that this is in direct contrast to the most commonly held convictions of those who reject the Bible and say the earth is over 4.5 billion years old, the universe 14 billion years old, and that humans emerged 300,000 years ago. Each one of these wildly popular claims is a lie, outright deception and a deadly act of treachery against the Creator, God. We have this battle drawn in the culture today between the biblical creationist, that's me and many of you, and the evolutionist. In preparing for this, here's a recent headline I saw from CNN and the BBC. Are you ready for it? Quote, "Early human fossils found in cave are millions years older than expected." And that was the headline, and here's the opening paragraph, quoting again, "Fossils of early human ancestors from a South African cave are 3.4 million to 3.6 million years old, making them a million years older than previously suspected, and shaking up the way researchers understand human origins and evolution." Unquote. Well, there it is. Fresh headlines that people will read and believe. And you heard it. Early humans are now 3.4 to 3.6 million years old, which is 1 million years older than previously suspected. And this is going to shake up the way researchers understand human origins and evolution? And along comes someone like me, or maybe you, and we claim that humans are 6,000 years old. We have this battle line drawn in the culture today between the biblical creationist and the evolutionist. And the reality is, biblical creationists are getting hammered every single day. And yet we will not compromise, we will not back down, and we will never give up or give into that which contradicts what our God says so plainly yet profoundly in this his holy word. The arguments between biblical creationists and evolutionists come down to this. Who and what is your authority? Is God your authority, or is man or woman your authority? Is the Bible your authority, or are theories, really more like hypotheses, of men and women your authority? Which is it? All of us must decide. Furthermore, whatever side you take, there are problems you must deal with. There are questions that must be answered. There are charges made and defenses given. It is not like evolutionists have all the answers. It is not like we cannot adequately and effectively demonstrate the great and sweeping weaknesses in their arguments. It is not that they do not have problems of their own. They have many problems. Of course, they say they have science on their side, and we do not. In fact, the claim is someone who is biblical and accepts creation as God said he created is opposed to science, doesn't believe in science, etc. All those charges and accusations are there. They exist in abundance. Now, my focus this week is not to go through a step-by-step refutation of what evolutionists put forth as an account of the universe contrary to Scripture, although I am happy to do that another time. My focus is to bring you to a problem the evolutionist says the biblical creationist has. And here is that problem. If, as we say, the Bible correctly reveals the creation of stars at a time of approximately 6,000 years ago, then how can we see stars that are millions of light years away? Even more specifically, how could the first man Adam, or Abraham in Genesis 15, have seen the stars with their naked eyes? I should say that a light year is the distance light travels in a year. This is about 6 trillion miles, or 9.5 trillion kilometers. So how is it that we, who believe in a 6,000-year-old Earth, can see stars that are much farther away than 6,000 light years? Let me follow a very well-composed, clear and concise article written by Danny R. Faulkner. Dr. Faulkner holds an M.S. in physics from Clemson University and an M.A. and Ph.D. in astronomy from Indiana University, and he taught at the University of South Carolina for over 26 years. He's a researcher, author, and speaker for an outstanding ministry I'll tell you more about, and that is Answers in Genesis. I'm quoting him now from his article, Seeing Stars in a Young Universe. The stars we see with our naked eye are within 6,000 light years, so they should not be a problem. However, even the unaided eye can see the Andromeda galaxy, and with telescopes we can see many more distant galaxies. We call this the light travel time problem. Dr. Faulkner continues, perhaps we have to look at the problem differently from Adam's perspective. The stars we see today with the naked eye are not a problem because 6,000 years have passed and all the visible stars in the Milky Way are within 6,000 light years of Earth. But this would not have been the case for Adam, and I will add Abraham. God created Adam 2 days after God made the stars. That means starlight had only 2 days to reach the earth. How did Adam see stars the first evening of his life? He must have seen them because otherwise stars could not have fulfilled their function to help humans mark time, as Genesis 1 verses 14 through 18 says. So Adam had a light travel time problem. Perhaps we should attempt to solve Adam's problem, not ours. That's the end of the quotation, and now back to me. I hope you are following what the problem really is. In Genesis chapter 1, how could Adam have seen stars with his naked eye? In Genesis 15, although about 2,000 years later, still, how could Abraham have seen stars with his naked eye when God commanded him to look to the heavens and count the stars? There are several possibilities for solving this problem. I will focus on what I believe is the best solution, and I am going to tell you what it is tomorrow. Ah, you say, just give me the answer now. Well, I cannot, because I have a time problem of another kind. The clock is about to cut me off. So come on back tomorrow, and I will repeat the problem and offer the best solution from my perspective. As we end, let me tell you about Answers in Genesis. This is a wonderful ministry that Danny Faulkner, whom I have quoted from, now belongs. I urge you to go straight on to their website, answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org. There you will find a plethora of free articles that deal with hundreds of issues that are of concern to us regarding the book of Genesis, which is the most attacked book of the Bible for the evolutionists that own popular culture and have even infiltrated the church. This website and associated resources will help you defend your faith and biblical convictions to unbelievers in your life, and even to other Christians. In particular, I encourage you to visit their YouTube channel and watch all the many free videos available to you. Just type Answers in Genesis on YouTube. And the website again, answersingenesis.org. Visit them and then join us again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.